pardon this intimate disclosure, but in my home, we share flushes. Not all flushes, mind you, just the civilized ones. In the name of water conservation, my husband and I have become the butt of family jokes. "Oh, Jim," my mother-in-law yells to her husband from the bathroom, "do you need to go?" They erupt in laughter as though nothing in all the world could be more foolish. Let them laugh. We are proud, lowbrow conservationists. Yet even when one's resolve is strong, there are times when opportunities to conserve are scant. Advanced technology in some public restrooms is thwarting my favorite water conservation effort. For anyone who doesn't get out much, let me explain. Many toilets now flush themselves. It used to be that my little girl and I would enter one stall, do our business, and depart, having sent only half of our allotted 7 gallons to the nearest wastewater treatment facility. But now some commodes have sensors that alert the toilet when you're done. Presto, it flushes. Or at least that's what's supposed to happen. Unfortunately, the sensors can't tell the difference between being done and simply moving out of the sensor's range. Unless you're as motionless as a forest creature who's just been spotted by a hiker, your toilet is going to flush. Forget sharing. If I can get out of a stall with less than 3 flushes, I reward myself with a hand washing. These toilets also can't tell if you've just stepped in to fix your pantyhose, flush, or to blow your nose, flush, and never mind that my daughter would rather wrestle tarantulas than actually sit on one of these things. That's a whole other story. Apparently, automated toilets appeared in response to those people who take water conservation one step too far and refuse to flush at all. So in typical entrepreneurial spirit, somebody fixed the problem. And as these things often go, they created a new problem. And while regulators and industry specialists fight over how much or how little water can go into one flush, they're overlooking an equally important issue. How many times should a toilet flush? And should the toilet itself get to make such a crucial decision? If automation or smart technology is the wave of the future, so be it. But if this toilet's so clever, let's teach the thing how to count to 1.